Welcome to the Preaching and Leadership Podcast. This is the place where you'll get practical, actionable help on how you can preach and lead better. When was the last time you were in like a waiting room or at a restaurant or just somewhere in public where there's people? Coffee shop. What do you notice? Well, you notice a lot of people on their phones. And while I believe we should warn our people about the dangers that can come about if we develop addiction to our smartphones, our devices, screens in general, I think there's also an opportunity that many churches are missing at being able to digitally disciple their congregations. Think about it. Paul went to major cities around the Mediterranean world, and he planted churches along major trade routes where there were people. Like, wherever the people were, he went. And today, in the 21st century, many people are on their devices at home, while they're at work. They are there. And so why would we not want to be there and use those mediums, use those channels, use those resources to disciple our people? I think we should. And today on the Preaching and Leadership Podcast, we're talking about digital discipleship, why we should do it, and how we can get started. $2.23 billion. That's the number updated in April 2018, the number of monthly users on Facebook. 1.5 billion. That's the monthly number of users on YouTube. You can go down to Instagram, very rapidly growing, 813 million monthly users. Go down to Twitter, still 330 million monthly users. As the amount of time people spend online continues to increase, the church has to leverage this space, I believe, to make disciples. The very thing Jesus told his church to do was to make disciples. And if people are spending their time online, the church should be there making them into disciples right there. So what is this digital discipleship? What is that? Well, digital discipleship is just that. It's discipleship that happens digitally. It's where the church leverages technology for the sake of spreading the gospel and helping followers of Jesus grow in their faith and knowledge of God's word. So most churches are, at the very least, recording audio of their sermons and posting them online and on podcasting platforms like iTunes. And if you aren't doing that and want to find out how to give, then I've got an article by Nate Smoyer on how to do that. And it's a detailed read, and you can get that at rookiepreacher.com/PLP8. But that's only one small part of digital discipleship. In fact, that's just scratching the surface of the possibilities. And while I'll be giving you a number of ideas on how to do digital discipleship, I think the key is having a strategy. Because without a strategy, you'll end up with a jumbled mess, and we don't need that. So three questions to shape your strategy as you consider what digital discipleship could look like at your church. So we often shape the purpose around a sermon series and even an individual sermon by asking ourselves some variation of these questions. You know, we ask them, what do I want them to know? What do I want them to do? And what can we do to create next steps for them? Well, these same questions, I think, can be used to frame your digital discipleship strategy. And as you create content, what is the theological truth or truths that you want people to walk away from their device knowing? Then consider, what is it that you want them to go and do? And then what could be their next step once they go through this specific experience? At The Crossing, we kind of have a cyclical discipleship model, which translates well to our digital discipleship strategy that is focused on connecting everyone to a relationship with Jesus. And we do this by focusing on three things: bringing people in, growing people up, and sending people out. So as people go through the digital discipleship journey, or even just the discipleship journey, whether it's digital or not, they will be brought, grown, and sent. And as this happens, they will begin bringing others, growing others, and sending others. So when you're thinking through your digital discipleship strategy, you should ask yourself, what are we trying to accomplish as a church, and how can that be leveraged digitally? So I want to give you 11 ideas that you can utilize in your strategy, and maybe throw in some extras, and just make you just to consider, just to help you consider what you could possibly do. What are the possibilities, and give you some ideas and some references for some of them. So once you have your strategy locked down and you know what your goals are, you can begin creating content or repurposing existing content to be utilized in your digital discipleship ministry. Quick thing, social media, digital, don't just use it as a bulletin. Don't just put announcements. Don't just put event promotions. You need to think about, how am I going to add value in each of these mediums? And that oftentimes includes far more than an event promotion. I know the events are really important. You know, the ministry thing that you're going to be doing is really cool. The bake sale or whatever it is. I get that. But we also need to use these mediums to add value. So number one, put your sermon audio online. This is so simple, so easy. If you use WordPress for your church website, a free tool to make sermon audio into a podcast that can be submitted to iTunes, Stitcher, and other platforms is Blueberry. It's a plugin that is easy to use and easy to set up. You can just look that up in the plugin directory on your WordPress site. Number two, put your sermon video online. This is going to cost some money, but it's worth it. You want to choose the right camera. You'll need to edit the video and publish it online. And if you're not familiar with how to edit video, then you can check out a behind the scenes video on editing that I've got on the show notes. There's going to be links to cameras, how to get it online, and how to edit. So go to rookiepreacher.com/PLP8. Number three, put class audio online. Like if you are already teaching a class, then record it and put it online. If your church already has like a form of classes, then you can utilize that content in addition to in person. So you'll want to edit the audio appropriately, get a good audio recorder. I got a link to a good one that you can actually connect to your iPhone. And if you want to take this a step further, if you want to go to tcteachings.com for a reference, I created a digital, it's a website, basically has a couple of online courses related to, one's a 30-day devotional called Messy, and the other one is how to read the New Testament. And the plan is to add more of those courses in the future. And basically what I did is I recorded video of me. I got a teleprompter and had the notes, obviously, that I was going to be reading through, wrote it like I was going to speak it, and taught video. They're like rather, like 5 to 10 minute videos online that people can go and they can either watch it or they can just listen to it. I've got video and I got audio on there, just like an online course. But it's free for our church and for really anyone. You can check it out. You can sign up and take some of the classes just to check it out. Go to tcteachings.com and you can see that. So you can put audio class, class audio on there, or you can take it a step further and really put it together as if its sole purpose is to be online for your people, for the broader church as well. Number four, start a blog for your church. If you have someone on staff who can write, if you have a volunteer in your church who can write, I'm sure you do, you can employ a team of people to produce encouraging blog posts that further your strategy. If you want a great example of a church that church blog that is regularly adding value, then you should check out New Spring's blog. And again, you can find that link in the show notes, rookiepreacher.com/PLP8. Number five, encourage staff to start their own blogs. I think it's a really good opportunity, especially if you create a culture where the staff is in the middle of, the dynamics of their ministry challenges, and they're helping add value to the people they're ministering to. If you got a kids pastor, encourage them to write for the parents and student pastor, same thing, or even to the teens. If you've got associate, just anything, encourage them to start their own blogs. People connect more to people than they do brands. And whether we like it or not, your church can be perceived as a brand, even though there are people behind its content, of course. So if you're in a multi-staff environment, encourage other staff members to start their own blogs and to do it consistently, maybe once a week, get started, post it to their social media, the people that they follow, that they're friends with, and bless the church through that. Number six, start a Monday morning vlog that is connected to the sermon. So if you're not a preacher, allow me to let you in on a little secret. Most times what was said in the sermon wasn't everything that could have been said, right? Well, what I mean is that there was probably a story, an illustration, or an angle that your pastor or you who are listening could have taken in this message on Sunday, but didn't due to time. So you can utilize that unused content in vlog form to give people encouragement on Monday morning. Put it on YouTube. YouTube is one of the biggest social, it's second biggest, and especially among young people. So if you want to reach young people with the gospel, YouTube is a fantastic place to do that. Number seven, start a 30-day challenge through automated email. Email, whether we realize it or not, it's still powerful. People pay attention to what comes into their inbox, and so why not leverage that to help people grow in their faith? What we can do is create 30 short and to-the-point emails devoted to challenging your congregation in some specific way, and then tell people what is happening. Give them the chance to opt in online and in person, and utilize automated email marketing through MailChimp. It's free for up to 2,000 subscribers to deliver the 30 emails over a 30-day period. The automation does cost $10 a month. And here's how, well, here's an article in the show notes on how One Church is doing it really well on email automation. There's also opportunities to do visitor follow-up with email automation. Highly recommend that. You can do that and you can utilize that tool for many different things. But let's just say you're starting a series on grace and you really want to give people some more scriptures than what you're going to be able to cover for 4 weeks. Well, a great way to do that is to craft 30 short emails, and it doesn't have to be you if you're the lead pastor. Then, you know, find somebody who can do that, who would love doing that, who's a good writer. You could be a volunteer and say, hey, I want a short little intro message and then a scripture. And that's it. Like, make it short. Emails are typically short, and make 30 of those and encourage people. Hey, go to this website, church.com/devotional, and they can sign up. It's a great way to engage people throughout the week. Number eight, create video shorts from Sunday's sermon. Instead of only posting the entire sermon video online and on social media, edit down a short clip that addresses a single idea. One of the things that Life Church does a great job of on their Facebook page is doing just this. And I've got plenty of clips. I'll link those to the show notes as well and just show you kind of like what is possible. What I love doing is finding a short clip, and this is great if your church is on Instagram. I think it should be. You definitely should be on Instagram. Make it less than 60 seconds and add some music. YouTube has some free music that you can utilize in their creator studio, and add some music to it. Just, you know, lower the volume and find a clip that has a complete thought in 60 seconds or less and post that to YouTube, post it to Facebook, post it to Instagram, Twitter, Vimeo, whatever, and share that with your church. It's always a great way to remind people, to give them just a little bit of encouragement to go about their day in a way that they are, you know, working toward, reacting to, taking action on the Sunday sermon. Number nine, create encouraging visual graphics for social media. Never underestimate the power of a picture. Never underestimate the power of a short statement. It just may be the encouragement someone needs to approach God anew in the midst of a tough situation. And I love Canva for this. I've got a review on the show notes of it, and it's actually one of the 20 great tools and apps that I recommend for pastors. Canva is a great tool for this. It's got a lot of templates for it, and so you don't have to be a designer. I'm certainly not. Number 10, record video of someone telling their story and then share that on social media. People resonate with hearing other people's story of how God is working in their life, right? Story is powerful, so use it. You'll have to be on the lookout for opportunities to do this, but it's worth it. So all you got to do is record the video, upload it to YouTube or Vimeo, and then share it on your social media channels and in your church blog. You can also upload it directly to Facebook, directly to YouTube, or to Twitter, Instagram, all that. Instagram, again, has to be less than 60 seconds. Number 11, write and publish original worship songs. I know, right? Easier said than done. But if you have the people to do it, why not? Why not? A couple other bonuses. These are just small things. You know, Instagram stories, great way to give people a behind the scenes look at your church and also drop in some nuggets from the sermon or from what something you're reading. If you're like a church communications person and your pastor shared this with you, utilize all of these different channels in a way that would allow someone to walk away encouraged to go and do what God is calling them to do. That's really what this is all about. So if you're thinking to yourself, you know, I need to do digital discipleship, but I really just don't feel equipped to do it. Well, I've got a great resource that you can check out. If you go to rookiepreacher.com/TCS, you can get access and check out and potentially purchase That Church Summit. And what That Church Summit is it's a resource, a bunch of training videos on helping you grow your church through social media and digital marketing. It's got things on how to level up your Instagram. It's got lessons on how to actually develop a full-fledged and implement a digital church strategy like what we've been talking about, going in more detail, how to do social media really, really well, and all kinds of things. How to do Facebook ads, like is that something we should do? How to do live streaming, all kinds of help on really just leveling up your church's digital representation, your digital discipleship. So if you want to learn more about how you can really level up on your church, on how you're doing social media and digital, then go to rookiepreacher.com/TCS and you can check out That Church Summit. It is $97, but you can watch it on demand if you purchase it and you can share it with your team. Highly, highly recommend that as a resource on how to really implement these strategies into a long-term, sustainable model for you actually doing digital discipleship for your church. But keep this in mind, digital discipleship is only a thing because people spend time in the digital world. And the great thing is, though, people are real and we can still have in-person discipleship as our normal vehicle for growing people's faith. The key, though, is creating a strategy that works alongside your overall discipleship strategy and then creating content that will help people move forward in their walk with God. That's what this is all about. We want to help people take next steps with Jesus. Well, that'll do it for another episode of the Preaching and Leadership Podcast. If this was helpful, check it out on iTunes, subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform, and if you would, leave a rating, review on iTunes, help more people, more pastors find this resource. Again, if you are wanting to level up on your digital discipleship, you want to learn the strategies, tactics, how to do it, go to rookiepreacher.com/TCS. Hope you have a great week. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.